HealingPowerHour.com.
Tune to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L.
This is Dr. Akilah L, but you can call me Dr. Akilah, and I am very, very thankful for being with you this morning. And if you're listening to this broadcast any other time, I wish upon you great day or evening, depending upon your time zone. And like every day, I wish upon everyone listening and those who are not listening, peace, love, health, and prosperity. I bless you with this, because blessing you with this is blessing myself as well. Today we have a powerful show, a very, very powerful show that I can definitely recently relate to. Is the power of forgiveness. You know, I gotta say something about myself. I am such a perfectionist. I stayed up late last night, which is something I don't do during a competition season. But I stayed up late last night to finish a lot of projects that were not necessarily need to be finished, but I was so consumed with it, I finished it. And then I started to work on the forgiveness, and I said, I can do this without any notes. You don't need any notes, Akilah. You can do this off of the top of your head. But did I listen to myself? No. And here I have a whole bunch of notes, and I just realized right when the show started and I heard my disclaimer, I said to myself, you're not going to be able to go over all these notes in an hour. I think I tend to do that. I over prep for my shows, and I feel it's best to be over prepared than to be under prepared. But one thing you will not ever have to worry about, Dr. Keela, is to be lost for words. Okay. Before we get started with our show, which is called The Power of Forgiveness, we're going to be very powerful. So I'm going to start your day on a positive note, and it's going to last for the rest of the weekend, because I will not be back airing this until next week, or airing another part of next week. So I'm going to tune you up, and we're going to energize ourselves to last for the entire weekend, so that we can have an empowering weekend and a positive weekend. So let's go ahead and get started. But before I do that, let me also remind everyone that the International Healing Circle will start their prayers for those who need our help in healing mentally, physically, or spiritually. It's going to be this Monday at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Please forgive me for not being able to put up the names. Like I said, last night, I'm not even going to tell you what time I eventually went to bed because, but I was wrapped up in a project, and I would not let it go until it was finished. It was finished, and I just totally was just too tired to go and get the names. So it's just like three names for now. It's Friday, so more names will probably be added this weekend. I'm not sure, but I know we definitely have three names already. I promise to put those up today. I will put them up today so you can view them, and come Monday, you can send out healing prayers and healing visualization to those in need of it this Monday at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you want to know what time that is in your area, just go to the site, healingpowerhour.com. Go to the service page and then scroll at the bottom and you'll see a link that says the International Healing Circle. Click on our time converter and it will convert the time from 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to your current time so we can all together pray for those who need our help. And I see this as being a very successful service that we can provide for humanity. Just look at it, this is a way to give. So you're giving your thoughts and you're giving your prayers to those who need it. So let's keep that going, because who knows, you will probably need the same thing in the future. So let's get down to the power of forgiveness, which is something that is very, very crucial to healing. You know, one thing I love about being a naturopathic doctor, I don't think I will ever say this enough, is that we deal with the body, all your bodies, your spiritual body, your emotional / mental body, as well as the physical. Do you not understand that everything that occurs to you in the physical is a result of your emotional and spiritual bodies first? Well, forgiveness is one of those deadly diseases that can come in many forms. Cancer, psoriasis, high blood pressure, hello, hey, there you go, diabetes, water retention, constipation, not letting go, especially constipation. You know, if anybody is suffering from chronic constipation, they are holding on to a bunch of doo-doo caca, and they need to let it go, and the only way to let it go is to release the transgressions that were placed upon you, those who done you wrong, and just release it and let it go, and then just go to the bathroom and let it all out, because that's the only reason you're holding on to things. A lot of times I could tell what's going on with someone's body based upon the organ that is so-called unhealthy. If someone is having asthma, or if they're having chronic bronchitis, they always coming down with the flu, anything that deals with the lungs, they're dealing with inner sadness, sometimes depression. What do? When we get sad, you know, we sigh, we give this pitiful sigh. That's the lungs, okay? You know, anytime something going on with the heart, whether someone is, you know, having a heart attack, a stroke, or enlarged heart, any heart problems, heart palpitations, things like that, clogged heart arteries, that deals with more likely betrayal, broken heart. So some family member or some loved one, someone you really, really, truly loved, rejected you in a certain way or broke your heart. And that's usually done by a betrayal of some type, and you're still holding on to that. You know, that's going on with that. Oh, and let's not forget the liver. Now, I'm not going to go over all the organs because we have to focus on the power of forgiveness. I don't want to focus on the cause of why you're holding on to grudges and things like that. But the liver, you know, I had a woman who came to see me last year, I guess it was, and she was desperately trying to get her grandma to come see me because she has psoriasis of the liver. And it was really killing her. And I said, oh, my goodness, you tell your grandma she needs to forgive. She has a lot of anger going on. She was like, are you kidding me? My grandma goes to church every Sunday, and she is the nicest woman I know. That has nothing to do with the anger someone keeps inside their soul. It has nothing to do with the anger that keeps inside their heads as well. I don't care if they sit in the front row of church every Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know, for Bible study as well as for services. It does have nothing to do with what the thoughts you're thinking, the emotions you're feeling. People do not express everything that goes on inside them. And what I love that the Most High has blessed me with is I can see someone and just look at them and just tell what the issues are going on with them. So you can see your grandmother's being, you know, beautiful and happy, and that's wonderful. I see something else, especially if she has a very bad case of psoriasis of the liver and is slowly rotting her liver. You can't live without a liver, and she's slowly rotting her liver to her death. And the first four letters of a liver is live. No liver, no living. That's that. So if you've got a lot of anger, you're going to have problems with your liver. When you need to detox your liver. A lot of times when I have clients detox, I also tell them you got to get some anger out of you. Whatever the anger is, if something, somebody done something to you, instead of you feeling hurt with those who have heart problems, you feel angry. And anger usually comes on with some type of revenge or resentment, and constantly thinking about it just makes you angry. So every organ has a certain type of emotional kind of emotional connection to it. There we go. We're going to use that. So forgiveness is one. And I know, I learned this early on, before I became a naturopathic doctor, when I was diagnosed with stage 3 cervical cancer, during my healing, a lot of people asked me, well, what did you do to heal yourself of cancer? I mean, first of all, it's too long of a list to go on. It's not one particular herb. It's not one magic tea. It's a complete healing. When anyone comes to me for cancer, we get down to the nitty-gritty. I have to let them know this is not going to be easy. You have a lot of work to do, just like I had a lot of work to do. But guess what? Cancer free. My body cured it, you know, with the help of my friend, and we got rid of it. And one of my exercises, one of the many things I had to do, and like I said, herbs were only 30% of the regimen, folks. It was a lot of spiritual and emotional cleansing that I had to go through in a new lifestyle. But one of the things I realized with my cancer is that I did have a lot of forgiving to do. I had a lot of anger inside me at that time. I was feeling hurt. I felt abandoned. And there was a lot of, and I also felt misunderstood. And some people were just against me. It was that big victim type thinking, and it turned into cancer. And I'm rest assured now, everyone, there's no exception to this rule. Everyone who has been diagnosed with cancer, and I'm not going to feed into this play cancer that doctors are doing. I'm going to do a show on that because a lot of people are being misdiagnosed or they're getting the voodoo words, like I spoke yesterday, they're getting words placed upon them by doctors to create the cancer inside their heads to manifest in their bodies. But back in the day when you really had cancer, you were really told you had cancer. You was told what stage you're on, not this pre-cancer cells. We all got freaking pre-cancer cells. However, you can allow the power of the doctor to manifest your pre-cancer cells into stage 1, 2, 3, and 4. 5, you're dead. Okay? But, you know, you can allow him and grant him and her that power. I rebuke that power. They will never have that type of power over me. But cancer, everyone who has cancer has a negative emotions that has caused that cancer, and always, always forgiveness is one of the few things to release the emotions that are associated with cancer, because you got to get the emotional and the spiritual and then the physical, and then you're cancer free. It's not hard. It's just a life change, and I did those things, and one of the things I had to do in forgiving was write down people I had to forgive. So I'm going to also tell you those exercises. So here we go. I'm going to ask you these questions, And I want you to just sit there and I want you to think about it, okay? Just take a deep breath in and just let it out and just say to yourself, I'm willing to accept this truth. I'm willing to accept change. Once again, I'm willing, you talk to your spirit, okay? I'm willing to accept the truth. I'm willing to accept change. Now, question number one. Who are you currently holding negative feelings towards right now? Who are you currently holding a grudge or negative feelings towards right now? Who is the first person that popped up in your head? Now, if you got a pen and paper, this is a good time to write it down. Just write down everybody that pops up in your head. And if you thought that you forgive that person and you still see them when you ask yourself that, that's your spirit telling you. You didn't really necessarily forgive. And please understand, people, just because you said you forgive someone, you may not have convinced your spirit or your subconscious mind that you truly forgive this person. So you probably have to use it like mantras as well as affirmations. You would have to probably do that 21 days to make it effective. Remember, a habit and things are formed when you do them consecutively every day for 21 days. So you would probably have to keep doing it. So when you ask yourself, who are you currently holding a grudge against or have negative feelings towards right now? And the first person that you see, you write their name down. Even if you don't know the person, let's say, for instance, someone cut you off in the road with in a red Honda. And it was a skinny Asian. Then you'll say the skinny Asian man who cut me off on State Route 85 going north with a red Honda. You don't have to necessarily know somebody's name. You can just describe them that you can have a grudge against or have negative feelings towards that you need to forgive, okay? The next question, how does holding on to these emotions enhance your life? Well, that's not going to be hard to figure out, okay? Because it's going to be hard for you to even put something. Negative emotions do not enhance your life. But you have to tell yourself that so you can understand the pros and cons of holding on to grudges and negative emotions towards someone you need to forgive. Doing that is not enhancing your life. Here's the real question. How does holding on to these emotions decrease the quality of your life? That's the question. Me, when I write down, how does holding on to these emotions enhance my life, there's a blank space there of the answer where I need to put the answer. There's no enhancing of my life. It's not enhancing my life. How does holding on to these emotions decrease the quality of my life? Well, I get angry easily. What else before I forgave? Little small things will irritate me. You know, you lash out for no reason whatsoever. You alienate yourself. These are little small things that decrease the quality of my life when I don't forgive, okay? Now, in what way is holding on to these emotions restricting you? Meaning, is it restricting you from receiving joy? Are you able to be happy, completely happy, by having these emotions? What about your relationships? Is forgiving affecting your relationships with others as well as the person that you need to forgive? How is not forgiving affecting your career? Ha ha. Do you look forward to going to work? Well, that's another story, because if you don't look forward to going to work, it could be, and it doesn't necessarily have to deal with anything with forgiveness. You just probably don't like what you do, and that's because you're not doing what the Most High had put you on this earth to do. You're not living your purpose for being here. You will resent your job because it reminds you of that very fact, but that's another show for another time. However, if you love your job or you're okay with your job, and you have co-workers that you have negative emotions towards, do you not realize that those negative emotions affect your work status? It affects your progression. It affects your raise. Regardless of the economy, folks, get that out your head. The economy has nothing to do with you. It's your reality. The low economy and the high unemployment rate, that's someone else's reality. Your reality is the universe is always financially abundant. The universe has zero people in the unemployment line in the universe unemployment office, okay? The universe blessed everyone with the job. The universe blessed everyone with a financial abundance, provided that they want it. So how is holding on to these emotional feelings affecting your finance, affecting your career? Is it affecting your self-esteem? And most of all, is holding on to the grudges and the negative emotions causing you stress? Huh? Something to think about. The next question I want you to ask yourself is, am I going to continue paying the spiritual, mental, and physical prices for holding on to these negative emotions that I have towards the people on my list? Huh? What's the answer? Are you going to continue to pay the spiritual price? Are you going to continue to pay the mental price? Are you going to continue to pay the physical price? Are you going to continue to do this? When is it going to stop? Okay? And the last question, which is the most important question, which will answer the question about when is it going to stop, is, am I willing to deny myself the blessings that the Most High have for me for that long? Now, if you say, when I asked you, when is this going to stop? When are you going to forgive? And you go, I don't know. Well, that's the answer. When are you going to allow the blessings of the Most High to come into your life? I don't know. That's the question. That's the answer. But if you are saying, I'm willing to let this go right now, that means right now you are willing to allow the Most High to bring the blessings to you. You know, I usually visualize sometimes for people, including myself, that the Most High has a huge storage room full of financial blessings, full of health blessings, full of emotional blessings, especially financial blessings. I like that visualization. But I visualize that the Most High has all these blessings in store for us. And the door is closed, and there's a guardsman just waiting to open it, provided that we let go and let the Most High come into our life and take care of everything. And a lot of times we can't allow those blessings to come on because we're holding on to all these grudges. We're holding on to all these emotions. We are holding on to all these negative thoughts, doing negative things, allowing negative news and negative people into our life. Oh, that's one thing. You can always tell how much you love yourself by how many negative people you allow into your life. I have zero tolerance for that. I have zero tolerance for allowing negative people. And if my friends or family start to go in a negative, I will counteract that negative with something positive. If they say, man, I'm going to always be fat. No, you will not always be fat. You will lose the weight. I see you losing the weight. I see you being healthy. I see you being happy. See, I will, you know, if they want to curse themselves, I'm going to counteract that curse with a blessing. Remember, curses have low vibrations. Blessings have high vibrations. So when they curse themselves of being fat, I bless them with being healthy and at the normal weight. Okay? So these are the things, these are the questions you need to do when it comes to asking yourself. So those are the questions that I want you to ask yourself. And I want to also list some benefits. I gotta list some benefits before I go on how to forgive before we move on to other things, because like I said, I got notes all over the place. And there's no way I'm going to go through all this, but the benefit of forgiveness is any and all physical ailments, illnesses and disease, especially cancer. Especially cancer. You take care of cancer from the root inside you. Everything is possible in the physical. Do you know the physical is just a manifestation of what's going on inside you? The same thing with any type of disease or illness, low blood pressure. You know, forgiveness will release that. You can't have high blood pressure if you have forgiven everyone. If you have forgiveness in your heart, guess what? You can't have high blood pressure. It's not possible. You can't have stress if you forgive. And also, I want you to know that forgiving someone causes people to be less hostile. It makes you less angry. It makes you less likely to have angry outbursts. Your heart rate will be normal. People who forgive are not alcoholics, or they definitely are not drug users. And you know, alcohol and drugs are just there to mask the pain of what someone did to that person. Okay? People who forgive do not suffer from depression. People who forgive do not have anxiety issues. They do not have anxiety attacks. People who forgive, you ready for this? When you forgive, you can't get arthritis. Let me say it again. When you forgive, it's impossible to have arthritis. You cannot have arthritis if you are a forgiving person. Chronic pain is not applicable in your life if you forgive. Forgiving releases chronic pain. When you forgive, if you love to have a whole bunch of friends, you find out that you are having friends everywhere. People love to be around you. People love to be associated with you. People just love you for you, not for what you can do for them, but just for who you are. You have healthier relationships when you are forgiving. And you're more religious, and you have a more spiritual well-being when you're forgiving. And that, you know, it also, forgiveness improves your psychological well-being as well. It really improves that. And this is what I mean, is that forgiving is very, very, very important for the mind, body, and soul. I'm going to make a couple of announcements, and we're going to be right back, because we got about 31 minutes left, and I still have more stuff to talk about. So this is Dr. Keela, and you're listening to Healing Power Hour Radio. I'll be right back, okay?
Celestial Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141. This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L. To listen to other archived radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141, or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com. ¶¶
are back. Welcome to Healing Power Hour, Healing Power Hour Radio. And this is Dr. Keela. Today's topic is the power of forgiveness. And while I was on the switchboard, I see a caller is on the switchboard thing. Now, I haven't done the call thing, so let's see if this works. I will accept this call live on the air, and this is my first time doing this. So if I hang up on this caller, please call back, but I'll go ahead and allow call-ins. Okay, caller, you're live on the radio. This is HealingPowerHour.com. Are you there?
Yes.
Greetings. What's your name?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Melvin.
Hello, Melvin. Good. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, ma'am. I was just calling in to ask a couple of questions about my health. And
okay. With the show topics today is on the power of forgiveness. Now, if you have any questions in reference to your health, I will be doing a live call-in every third Monday of the month. So what you can do is check for the listing on that. I'm going to stay on the topic today of the power of forgiveness.
Oh.
If you want to share, I will take live call-ins for people's health. That's not a problem. But if you also have something that needs to be addressed immediately, you can always email me, and you can just go to my website, healingpowerhour.com, and my email address, drkeela@yahoo.com, is on there, and you can just send me an email, and we can go from there, okay?
Okay, that'll be fine. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a blessed day, okay?
You too, ma'am.
All right. So that was nice. I got a call, live call in. Okay. So let's go ahead and finish this. And so today's topic is going to be on the power of forgiveness, the power of forgiveness. Now, when I left off, I was talking about the benefits of forgiving someone. Right? Now, you want to ask yourself, well, how do I know I need to forgive? First of all, let me explain to you what forgiveness is, okay? Because a lot of people don't know what forgiveness is, and I need to tell you, then when we do that, I need to tell you how to forgive, all right? Now, forgiveness is an act of untying yourself from thoughts and feelings that bind you to the offense committed against you. Let me read that again. Forgiveness is the act of untying yourself, meaning disconnecting yourself, from thoughts and feelings that bind you to the offense committed against you. This can reduce the power these feelings otherwise have over you so that you can live freer and happier life in the present. Forgiveness can even lead to feelings of understanding, empathy, and compassion for the one who hurt you. Oh, my goodness, say it, universe, say it. Okay, can I get an amen on that one? Now, that's something that applied to me. I recently, probably a month or so, forgave someone. And instead of looking at them as the evil, angry monster that I used to look at them for a year, I used to just have so much anger and actually to the point where there was a level of hate there. Dr. Keela is not perfect. I, too, go through my trials and tribulations. And when I forgave that person, I really saw, you know, the good in them, but I also had compassion because I felt sorry for this person that they're living their life full of anger, that they had cancer, too, and how they were denying their blessings by, you know, getting to know me and learning how to come together, you know, to resolve the issue because I could help that person stop the chemotherapy treatments. You know, you can have people in your life that are a blessing to you, and you could deny yourself the blessing by having so much anger and resentment for them. And don't get me wrong. It is not a one-way street here. Don't think that I'm the one that he missed out on. Okay, it goes both ways. He missed out on befriending someone that could help get him to, you know, cured. He helped, you know, he prevented himself from befriending someone who can stop the suffering of the chemotherapy treatments that will. Chemotherapy does shorten your lifespan. Sorry, it's the truth. So, you know, he missed out on that blessings of obtaining optimum health because of the situation that he and I went through. But so did I. Now, not for the health part, but I cut off my blessings from receiving from someone who was very profound in the bodybuilding industry, someone who really had great marketing strategies, and someone who was very, very well liked and had connections in areas that he can also teach me, you know, the foundation of certain type of business aspects. I missed out on that. I cut my own blessings from befriending someone who can educate me, and I cut myself from befriending myself with someone who can basically show me certain paths that I need to take so I don't have to learn how to take it on my own. So it goes both ways, all right? But I, you know, instead of having anger and resentment against this person, I forgave him, and I had compassion for him. And he recently passed away. You know, and I do believe it has everything to do with the chemotherapy, you know, but that's just my opinion. But he recently passed away, and I was shocked when I heard this. But I also realized, you know, darn, life is so short, and we let that pettiness interfere with getting to know each other better. And now that I cannot know him in the physical, the only thing I can do is get to know him in the spiritual world while I'm still in the physical. So just basically thinking good thoughts to him, sending good healing thoughts to his family. So those things you do and the forgiveness. But when I did forgive, I received my blessings. I received my blessings because I let it go. I let it go. A lot of people say, I can't let this go. You know what? That's a bunch of doo-doo caca again, because you can let things go. And let me tell you how you can. If you were to stand there in front of me and I put a, you know, if I had a metal rod, this comes from Ade Anufo-Wolse's analogy, if I had a burning hot rod and I placed it in your hand, are you going to hold on to it or are you going to immediately let it go? You're going to immediately let it go. So if you can immediately let something that's burning your hand go, you can let something that's burning your spirit and burning your emotional bodies as well as causing your physical bodies to be sick go. You can let that go just as quickly as you let something hot in your hand go. You just have to make the decision. You just have to make the decision and just decide to let it go. Let it go. It's just that simple, all right? Now, you want to know if some people ask me a lot, does forgiving someone means you're forgetting what they did or you're condoning what has happened? That's totally no. The answer is no. You know, forgiveness isn't the same as forgetting what happened to you. You can't forget, but you can forgive. The act that hurt or offended you may also remain a part of your life, but it doesn't have to be a negative part of your life, okay? Forgiveness releases the grip and the emotional connections that memory had upon you. If someone did something traumatic against you and you reflect on it, is your reflection that of a lesson learned, or is that a reflection on being a victim, or is that a reflection on he did this to me, I'm angry? There's a hatred there. There's a lot of things going there, you know. If there's any negative emotions connected to it, you know, you need to forgive. But if you can reflect on things that has happened to it and there is no negative emotions, you forgave that person. So forgiveness is not letting someone off the hook, okay? It's not. So those are the things that I want you to think about when it comes to forgiving someone. You have to forgive yourself most of all. But forgiving someone is a start, and then you go into forgiving yourself. So if there's someone that you have issues with, you forgive them first and then forgive yourself, because I got a secret to tell you. It's all about you. It has nothing to do with them. There's a lot of people that are probably listed on your forgiveness list that's probably not even giving you a second thought. Sorry, it's not, okay? It's only affecting you. Being angry against that person, treating them badly, it's not affecting them. It's affecting you. Every time I tell you this, I tell you this every time I get on the air, everything you do against someone is always a reflection of you. I want you guys to do an exercise here just to show you what I'm talking about so you can be more accountable for the blessings and the curses that you perform throughout the day, every day. I want you to take your finger and I want you to point at someone, you know, just like a gun. You know how you got the gun, we play bang, bang, shoot them up with your finger? Okay, take your finger and I want you to point at someone, all right? Look at your hand. You have the thumb, it's going up in the air. Your index finger is pointing at someone. Now, what are the other three fingers doing? What is the pinky doing? What is the middle finger doing? What is the ring finger doing? They're pointing at you. So when you point at someone and you're saying to them, you're an asshole, you're an evil person, you're an idiot, you get on my nerves, you're disgusting, you're this, you're that. You are saying that once to them, but you have three of those fingers pointed right back at you. So when you curse those things to them, you're cursing yourself, not once, but three times. Why? You got three fingers pointed right back at you. So let's reverse those curses and then say this in a blessing. Let's turn this into blessings. You're beautiful. You are strong. You are healthy. You are rich. I admire you. I bless upon you the abundance of wealth that the universe has in store in you. Oh, that felt good saying that. Because you know when I'm saying that to you, I've said it to myself, not once, not twice, but three times. When I wish upon you love, peace, health, and prosperity, I'm wishing upon myself three times. This is why you got to be careful of what the things you say and the things you do to other people, because you're doing it to yourself. I'm going to say that every time I get on the air until it finally clicks in your brain. Okay? Now, how do we forgive? There's lots of ways of forgiving. And I do have, if you go to the emotional section of my website, there are three exercises listed on there of ways of forgiving. They're great exercises, actually. Some require visualization. Others require writing a letter to someone and burning it or giving it to your minister or religious official. Some requires you sitting in a chair and having a chair in front of you and picturing the person that you're angry against in that chair. You're actually talking to the person. It may seem silly, but the subconscious mind does not know playing from a reality from fantasy. You know, everything is reality into the subconscious mind. That's another story. But these exercises are listed on the site, and it tells it from beginning to end of different methods on how to forgive. They all work. Just read them. Just read over them thoroughly and see which one you prefer. But my way of forgiving is I like visualization. And I did the writing down thing, too. I wrote down names and I wrote down letters to people. I wrote messages, dear Marcus or dear Susie, you know, you did this to me and this made me feel blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I suffered many da-da-da-da and how could you? And even if I could cuss them out, I do it all in there. But at the end of the letter, I say, as of today, I release the hold that I allow you to have on my life. I disconnect any negative emotions I have associated with your memory, your name, my experience with you. I love you and I will continue to say I love you until I feel it in my mind, body, and soul. And I wish upon you empowerment. I wish upon you love. I wish upon you peace, because not forgiving is not being peaceful. You can't be peaceful if you haven't forgive, if you don't forgive. So I will write those letters down, and I will sign it, put it in the envelope, and I will either burn it or put a fake address with my return with another address and put it in the mail. Let the mail people deal with it. But I would not send it to them, because you got to understand now, people, this is something else I got to say. You don't have to let people know you forgave them. It ain't about them. Remember, it's all about you. So whether they know you're forgiving them or not, it's all about your perception of what's going on. It's all about your thinking. It's all about your health. You do not have to involve anyone physically into your healing when it comes to forgiving. They don't even have to know about it. You want them to know you forgave them? Treat them as if you forgave them. Start being more kind to them. Start being more complimentary to them. You know, start complimenting them. You know, be generous to them. Ooh, is that asking too much? Sorry about that. But, you know, you need to do these things, you know, and work upon them. Smile. Wish upon them peace, love, health, and prosperity. Okay, these are the things. One of my favorite, I get off the topic, but I want to get back on my favorite way of visualizing forgiveness. When I have someone I need to forgive, I wake up, now I deal on another level. So everything I do have a very significant level of power to them. So there's a reason why I do what I do, and I'll go into that on another time when you can email me and ask me questions. When I need to forgive someone, I'll get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. It has to be one or the other. It has to be between 3 and 4 or at 3 and 4. It has to be during that time. It can't be before 3 and it can't be after 4. So between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. my time, I get up in the morning and I cleanse my thoughts. I get centered and I start to meditate and go deep, deep, deep down into a relaxive meditative state. And I visualize myself at a lawyer's table. You know those long tables where there's a head person at the table? Where the head chair is empty. And it's just me and that person sitting down. And behind that person are the people associated with the situations that I probably need to forgive too. But they're only he or she is the root cause of the person that's sitting across from me, but the people behind him is only a direct relation of my feelings for him or her. Forgive her and him, and they are forgiven by default. Does that make sense? Okay, so we're sitting at the table across each other, and I'm expressing my feelings. He or she is just listening. That's all they're doing. They're sitting there in my mind's eye listening to everything I have to say. And I have my briefcase, and I open up my briefcase, and I take out papers. I'll say, here is, I'm giving you back the control I allow you to have over me, so I'll give them that contract. Then I'll say, here is, I cannot believe my phones are going off this morning. Here is the anger I had over this whole situation. I give that back to them. Here is the resentment I had because of that. Here is the feelings of, if I felt abandoned, if I felt betrayed, if I felt emotions? Whatever emotions I felt, if I felt shame, if whatever I felt, I give that back to him. I give all the negative contracts, because these are contracts in my folder. Any negative contract that I have as a result of that, of not forgiving, I'm giving it back to him or her. And once I gave out all my negative contracts and I gave it back to him or her, I close it, and then I look to the right or look to the left of the chair and ask the universe. The universe is sitting in that chair. We don't see the universe, but the universe is there, and there is a friendship. There is a forgiveness, actually more of a forgiveness, not necessarily friendship. It just depends on what you need to forgive. There's a friendship contract there or a forgiveness contract. Me is always a forgiveness contract. And I take the forgiveness contract, and it states, I will receive financial abundance. I will receive unlimited health. I will receive a beautiful, positive friends in my life, provided that I forgive. And I sign it. I sign that contract quick, fast, and hurry. Because provided that I sign that contract stating I forgive this person, I receive the blessings that the universe has in store for me on that contract. Now, the contract is voided out if I do not forgive. But if I'm willing to forgive and I do forgive, these are my rewards. And I sign that contract, I date it, and I give the universe the master copy, and he and I, you know, or she and I, receive a carbon copy of the forgiveness contract. We stand up, shake hands, I look behind him or her and notice that all the people associated with the whole experience are gone. I embrace that person. I see them as powerful. I see them as healed. I see them as loving. And I look to them and I say, I wish upon you peace, love, health, and prosperity. I love you and I forgive you. And I walk out of the office with my briefcase. And I leave and I come back into my physical body and I slowly wake myself out of the hypnotic state and I come back into who I am. Isn't that wonderful? That's just great. And that's how I do my forgiveness ritual. Now, you don't have to do your forgiveness ritual. There's so many ways of doing forgiveness rituals, okay? They don't necessarily have to be that way. So I want you to know that there's certain ways of doing a healing, a forgiveness ritual, and I have several examples on my website, so you can go to my website, healingpowerhour.com, and check it out. Okay, now we're going to conclude this because I have like 7 more minutes remaining, and I told you I wasn't going to use all my notes. All these notes on forgiveness, and I didn't even need them. But like I said, it's best to be over-prepared than under-prepared. In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, those who are hearing my voice, I would like you to do your best to forgive. Forgive as many people as you can. It benefits you physically. It benefits your health. If you find that you have a little nagging cold that won't let go, that you just can't get rid of, forgive. Forgive. Don't you want to be peaceful? Don't you want to be peaceful? Don't you want to be stress-free? Don't you want to have a good night's sleep? Wouldn't it be great to just lay down and as soon as your head hits the pillow, you can just go to sleep with no problem? Don't you want to not go to food as comfort that will add on extra pounds? It's not worth it with the drama. It's not worth it. The drama associated with all these other people, friends, families, acquaintances, business partners, those who you encounter at work, your coworkers, strangers off the street, strangers on the road, the police officer. You know, police, I love the police, and not because I used to be one, but there's a lot of things you guys don't understand that they have to deal with, and I appreciate them. If I did not appreciate the police, then they would show that that unappreciation would be shown in getting pulled over all the time or not coming over and when I need their help. Appreciate these people, okay? They are risking their lives for you and for themselves, and they do have family. And understand that the people that you need to forgive, they're good. They're good people. They just don't know it yet. They just don't know it. And if you were to look at the situation and you were to look at your experience as a third person that has no connections or no benefits from the outcome of the relationship whatsoever, you'll be able to see it from both views. You'll probably see that there's a huge misunderstanding going on. And it'll be easier for you to forgive. Don't. There's no need to have drama in your life. Just let it go. Let go of the drama. Keep that on the soap operas. And live your life peacefully. Live it stress-free. But most of all, live it in the most healthiest way possible. The most healthiest way possible. All right, this ends our show, The Power of Forgiveness. And I am so happy that you tune in to me this morning. Isn't this a great way of starting off? Because you're going to start off wishing people. We're going to start giving blessings now. No more cursing. No more cursing people. We're going to give blessings to people we see, and we're going to forgive. And your homework assignment for today is to, if you see someone you need to forgive, you have to say three positive things about them. You don't have to say three positive things about them right behind each other, but you need to say three positive things about them to them. Now, if you don't see someone you forgive, then you need to think three positive things about them, all right? And then go ahead and work on forgiving, all right? This is Dr. Akila. Thank you for tuning in to Healing Power Hour Radio. If you would like to contact me by email, link is available on my website, healingpowerhour.com, or you can call me here at my office at the Wellness Center, 770-603-0141. I am so glad you all tune in to me, and I wish upon you a wonderful weekend. I wish upon you an empowerment, a powering weekend, peace, love, health, and prosperity, and we're not going to do any more drama. No more drama in our lives, okay? No more. So this is Dr. Akila, and thank you so much for tuning in to me, and I will see you next week. Take care. Have a good one.